This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Macker, during the week, there were a number of people who decided to hand back their Australia Day Award.
Mm.
And the whole thing has really been kicked off by Margaret Court getting the highest possible award
commander.
In the country.
A commander.
There you go. One of our guests this morning is Reverend Alistair McRae. Reverend Alistair McRae is the Reverend of the Wesley Church here in Melbourne. And Reverend Alistair McRae has handed back his award and done that very publicly. Good morning to you, Alistair.
Good morning. Good to be on the show with you.
Good morning, and thank you for your time this morning. Can I ask you, why did you hand back your Australia Day Award?
Well, the main motivation was to simply try and counter the potentially very harmful messages for which Margaret Court has had recent prominence. And because until the other day we had the same level of award, and because we're both religious leaders in some way, it was kind of a no-brainer for me to make that gesture, because it was great that other people handed back their awards, but I thought somebody from the religious community needed to be amongst those. So that was one of the reasons. But the main one was just imagining how that extreme position that she takes is received, particularly by young people. Is so harmful and at times lethal.
You've talked about, Alistair, that, you know, one of your main concerns, and if I can paraphrase, is bad theology. Now,
yeah.
You know, Margaret Court, you know, has consistently said, look, you know, I'm just, you know, going by what the Bible says, I'm quoting the Bible. I know that 0.007% of the Bible refers to homosexuality. So I think she's a bit fascinated by it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're a minister. You know, you're an ex-president of the Uniting Church, if I'm not mistaken. So you're a bit across the theology, I imagine. Why is what Margaret
I've been engaged in these issues within the Uniting Church for over 20 years.
Yeah, so, you know, Why is bad theology? Why is what Margaret Court doing bad theology?
It's bad theology because she and that part of the church take, as you say, there's very little in the Bible about homosexuality. There's the so-called seven clobber texts, seven verses in the entire Bible that refer to it, and nowhere she links homosexuality with the word devil, and that conjunction is never made. But fair to say, those references are generally negative in relation to homosexuality. But the difference is that rather than taking a text out of context and just immediately applying it to a different situation, but the difference in what I'd call mainstream churches is that we recognise that the biblical materials are culturally conditioned, and And we need to interpret them and put them in their context. And they often come from worldviews that we no longer share or information that we now have that that relativizes their authority.
Alistair, you are a senior cleric in your organisation. Do you have a message for other religious leaders in our community, in perhaps other churches, about this issue?
Well, I really wish other churches would move to the kind of position that the Uniting Church has, that basically says, look, a person's sexuality has got nothing to do with their participation in the life of the church, the possibility of exercising leadership in the church. As I said in my opinion piece, very recently we had the big same-sex marriage debate, and it was quite a fraught debate. But in the end, we arrived at a position that allows ministers to exercise freedom of conscience. In other words, nobody's forced to take marriages if they believe it. So it's a heterosexual institution, but ministers who say no, it's about the love between two people seeking the blessing of God, then ministers are free to do that as well.
And Alistair, we think that that's a very welcomed and a very positive step. But the fact that it is a choice for some people, it still leaves us a little bit unhappy, to be honest. But I'm sure that this is something that you will work through over time.
Yes, I understand that. And the Uniting Church, which tends to be more socially progressive than some of the other churches, we still have our spectrum of attitudes and beliefs within the Uniting Church. So
it's a broad church.
It is a broad church. So we've kind of arrived at this position that is respectful of that diversity, but I think it is definitely a positive step that ministers are so inclined are free to conduct marriages for any people.
Can I ask Alistair, and actually I don't know if you know of Peter Curti from the Centre for Independent Studies?
No.
He's an Anglican theologian.
Right.
But I want to ask you this question. Am I, as a gay man, God's work?
Yes. You're made in the image and likeness of God.
As are...
anybody else.
As are lesbians?
Yes.
So, Margaret Court, is Margaret Court playing God? Is she trying... You know, do you think she believes I'm God's work, or does she think I'm the work of his opposition?
I wouldn't like to presume to know her mind. I don't know her at all apart from her public utterances. But
I actually can't understand her, to be honest.
I know, that's when she was speaking in tongues. Don't worry about that.
I'd say she would say that no, everybody's in the image of God, but that image is distorted. And to some degree, my basic theological convictions are these about human beings, that we are all without exception or condition utterly loved by the Creator. And the other conviction is that we're all incomplete and works in progress. And, you know, to me that just applies to everybody. And if Christians believe that, if they share those two convictions, then in my view, the fruits of those convictions, that good theology, should be respect and valuing of all people. And in terms of our human failings, great gentleness and non-judgmentalism. And that's why I would say what she's been reported as saying is bad theology.
Yeah.
It reflects very badly on the God of love, and it issues such harm.
It does.
It's harmful.
It does.
It's harmful. It's damaging. It's and it can kill people. It has.
Can I just ask, Alistair, I don't know whether you heard some of our previous chat with David Davis.
No, sorry.
The Conversion Practices Bill that's before the Victorian Parliament, the Upper House, do you support the bill as it stands?
Well, I haven't read it.
Okay.
I'd need to...
Well, perhaps...
I'd need to really read the detail.
We'll get back to you on that. It's going to be debated this week. I don't know if it's going to be voted on, but we'll get back to you on that. Look, yeah. I've one final question. When you wrote to the Governor General's Secretary, I believe, to say, basically,
thank you, but no thank you.
Return to sender. What did they say? Are you able to share with us what they've said, or was it just an acknowledgement that you declined the award?
I did have a call from that department, just clarifying, confirming that I wanted to proceed in that direction, and I'd sent an email and wanted to know how to do it properly. So they said, no, the communication's clear, you'll have to send back your bling, and I'll get a letter from the Governor-General in due course.
Well, don't send it to Australia Post. They'll probably lose it.
Ooh, cheap shot.
Well,
Alistair, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's been great
to speak with you. And can I also just personally thank you for standing up for our community as well and for the work that you are doing.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.